This is Keeping It Real with Terry and Sonny, and this is Sonny, and this is today's 5-Minute Nugget. And today I'm going to be reading to you out of the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 36 through 38. It said, "Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto that. Tarry ye here and watch with me." You know, from the very first man all the way back to Adam, man has been lonely. Even back in the garden, God said that not found for him a helpmeet, because he could not find comfort in none of the animals. The animals did not give the man the companionship that he was looking for. So he was very, very lonely. And Joseph also, he longed to be with his family. He was in captivity. He was cast out from his brothers, and he was thrown into prison. And it also says with Moses, Moses was in the desert, in the wilderness for a long time when he heard God's voice. So great men before us, and women before us, was lonely. And you know, loneliness is not something that just comes to some people. Loneliness comes to everyone. We all have a hole in our heart. It's a God-shaped hole that only God can fill. Man cannot fill that position. We try to find people in our lives to be companions with us, but most time we can't find somebody to be the perfect mate, to be the perfect person that has the same desires that we have. Even if we marry, our spouses help to fill us and everything, but they can never fill that void in your heart, that desire for God, that relationship that takes away that complete loneliness. And in every man of faith's life and every woman of faith's life, we all have that loneliness, because we're longing to be, because we're separated from our Father. And we're here on earth, just like Jesus. Jesus, when he was on the cross, he said, "Lord, Lord, why have you forsaken me?" Because his father had turned his back on him when he took upon the sins of the world. He began longing for that relationship he had that he didn't have no more because of our sins. And it's the same way with us. We can never find a person that will meet that need. We're always, some people we walk faster than us. Some people walk slower than us on our journey, because we're all on a journey in life. We're not all actually on a physical journey, but we're on a heart journey, where we're constantly moving, and we're constantly going through trials, and we're constantly going through faith testing, and we're constantly going through good times, and we're going through bad times. Our heart is constantly moving on a journey, moving towards the prize of our Father. And we're always looking and longing for someone to come beside of us and partner with us in our journey. But the problem is, we can never find nobody with the same desires as us, because everybody has their own desires and they have their own things they like. The people that is of the same faith and the same quality and the same love of the word that we are is hard to come by. People that love God with all their heart and all their soul, it's hard to come by. So a lot of times people compromise their lives and they settle for people that are less than up to their standards, just because they're longing for that relationship. They're longing for that relationship. Because God has created us to be social beings. We're not created to be by ourselves. We're not created to be off in the wilderness somewhere. We're not created to be a cave dweller. We're created to be social beings. And because God created us to be in fellowship with him and to have the perfect fellowship with him. And I believe just coming to the realization of knowing that God can fill that void. We all go through it. We all go through time where we're lonely, where we're upset, where we're sad, and we're depressed and everything. Everybody goes through their times. And knowing that you're not the only one, helps you out. It makes you feel better, because you know, not that others are going through it, but knowing that you're not the only one that's going through it. God sent the Holy Spirit to come inside of us and comfort us and being a part, be a partner to help us through our life's journey. That is the biggest thing that can help us through life. So I want to thank you once again. This is today's 5-Minute Nugget, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.